Dis 10:30. Saam met my Michelle, kan jy sien at work en ek is bevoorreg in die ateljee saam met my mevrou Suid-Afrika semifinalis Megan Sister. Goeiemôre, good morning. Hoe gaan dit?
Good morning, Michelle. It's good to be here.
It's an honor to have you here this morning. Now, first of all, what inspired you to enter Miss SA?
You know, Michelle, you know, as a woman, you come to a point in your life where you feel you need to find yourself, you need to find your self-worth.
Yes.
You want to fulfill your purpose. And, you know, this Mrs. South Africa platform, it actually... It provides women with that, you know, aspect to grow and to lead and also to make a meaningful impact. And that has always been something very close to me. I've always been very passionate about things, but we have our families, we have our professional life, we have our husbands, and then along the way we realize, you know what, I need to fulfill my purpose and my passion as well. So, yeah, so this is why Mrs. South Africa is such a great opportunity.
There must have been some challenges along the way that you had to overcome on your journey. Just share a little bit of those.
You know, Michelle, I, having a family, having a, you know, a job, I am a dentist. And it's like a full-time, you know, full-time job having, you know, to look after your family, make sure that you fulfill
your role job, as a mother and a wife.
And over the years, I think as a woman, you learn how to prioritize, you learn how to... have that time management and build that resilience. So so those challenges actually helped me along the way to equip myself with that.
Because as a semi-final finalist Miss South Africa, there must be a lot of functions to attend and places that you have to be now. So you must prioritize all of them between your work and
You do need to, and I always say, like when friends and family ask me, I always say it's like an exciting thing.
Yes.
So, yes, it's a stress. You need to prioritize. You need to be at this event, and you need to make sure. But it's a nice type of stress. You know, it's something that you, as a woman, you want to do. You want to dress up. You want to attend. You want to, so it's fun.
Yeah.
You know, so it has its positives.
And as you say, now it's now your time. The children is now starting to get bigger. Now it's your time to go live that dream you always wanted and that passion you always wanted.
Most definitely. With the kids, and I'm sure everyone will vouch for it, is that you give up 90% of your time for your children.
Yeah.
Because you want the best for them.
Exactly.
And at this stage of my life, my goals are bigger. And I thought, you know what, no more spoon feeding now. The girls must show me that they can be independent. Yeah. They can show me that they can do things without mommy, you know.
And they can now support you on this journey.
It's my time. It's my turn. Yeah, definitely.
Megan, how do you plan to use your platform to make a difference?
So, Michelle, I hope to inspire other women.
Yeah.
I hope to show them that you can... do more. You have so much more in you.
Yeah.
And also, you know, everyone wants to have that crown, but the crown is not always sometimes about just having the crown and you've won. It's where you find yourself in the end.
Yes.
So it's where your passions lie, and I hope to fulfill those things. You know, but the main thing is to inspire other women, to show them that it can be done, and then also to fulfill my passion.
And that you're never too old.
And that you, exactly.
Because she told us her age, and she looks 20 years younger than her actual age.
Thank you. I will take that. I will take that with open arms. Thanks.
Megan, how do you celebrate diversity of this country?
You know, Michelle, diversity, you celebrate the different cultures. Mm. You, I believe that I have that respect
yeah.
for the diversity of South Africa, and especially in my workplace. I work with different people,
yeah.
all walks of life, and having that respect for others and having everyone, you know, keeping them on that equality,
yes.
like everyone is equal. And that's how I celebrate our diversity of our country.
I mean, what yeah, does so representing South Africa mean to you? Because so you're now going to represent South Africa. That's huge.
It would be such an honor
yeah.
to represent the amazing women also in this competition. And just to represent the country as a whole.
Mm.
Like you said, the diversity, the equality of all. Yeah, it will just be a great honor for
yeah.
me.
On this journey so far, have you learned something about yourself? Something you didn't know Megan could achieve, could do?
Yes, definitely. I've learned that you can actually do more.
Yeah.
You've been doing a lot.
Yes.
But you can actually do more.
It took you out of that comfort
out
zone.
Out of it.
Yes.
Completely out of the comfort zone. And I've learned that even though I've felt that I was on the last thread,
yeah.
you know, previously, there's a longer thread there for you.
Yeah.
You can actually pursue it if you just put your mind to it.
Yes.
Mentally I've grown, emotionally I've grown, and spiritually I've grown. Because, I mean, I believe that everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
And
at the right time
and
also.
At the right time.
Yes.
Yes. So,
what message would you want to share with young girls today?
Yeah, young girls. So, I think a main issue for young girls is self-doubt and also...
And social media.
Yeah.
Because you look at that... People out there on social media, and you want to be like that.
Exactly. Exactly. There's that self-doubt.
Yeah.
And I would say go for what you passionate about.
Yes.
Go for your dreams. Don't wait.
Yeah.
There's never a right time. And even for us, you have to go for it now.
Yeah.
So you can't wait for next year. You don't know if there's going to be a next
yeah.
year. So for the young girls, they must go for what they believe in. Go for those dreams that they have.
Yeah.
Yeah, and be confident in yourself. Don't look at anyone else around you. You cannot compare yourself to anyone else. Respect yourself enough to go for what you believe in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good what you say, what you believe in. Because
yes.
a lot of time I also speak to people that have achieved something in life, and yeah. years back people told him, no, you'll never get there, and
no,
in yourself, if you believe yeah. it in yourself,
exactly.
it is out there.
Exactly.
You can go and achieve
everything,
it.
You can achieve it.
Yes.
If you can dream it, you can achieve it. Whether it happens now, whether it
yeah.
happens in a year or 2 years, you can achieve what you are passionate about.
How would yeah. your girls describe you in a word?
I've got three different personalities there, though. But I actually asked them once, what would you say?
Yeah.
What would you, if you have to say one word, what would you say about mommy?
Yeah.
And the youngest, being the, you know, the TikTok and the videos and
yeah,
the
yeah.
makeup, you know, was, oh, you're beautiful, mommy.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, okay, thank you. And then the middle one was like, mommy, you're so loving.
Oh.
And then the eldest one, I think she's gone through it all. Her word was, mommy, you are too protective. So
okay.
I think
yeah.
moms, protective.
Yes.
Loving. And then any kids born from the year 2015, I think is going to lean towards beautiful makeup. You
yeah.
know? So those are the three words that they.
Oh, it's beautiful. That yeah, they describe you.
That they describe me.
Megan, what legacy would you like to leave behind?
I'd love friends, family, other women to think of it as I've empowered
yeah.
other women and I've inspired them.
Yes.
So those two words for me is, it's
powerful,
has so much
words.
Meaning. Yeah. Empowered them and inspired them, and also... shown that anything is possible.
Yeah. Where can the listeners go and follow you, Is their voting lines going to go open where they can go and vote? Or just check your journey where everything started.
Yes, so everything is on Instagram and Facebook.
Yes.
It's the Mrs. South Africa page on Instagram and Facebook, and my page on Instagram and Facebook. And I've recently found out I've got a TikTok account because the youngest one opened a TikTok account.
Does so?
But it's just my name and surname, Michelle. So it's Megan Seister for all my accounts. And it will come up there. Yeah.
Well, we at Radio KC, we are behind you
100%. Oh, thank you.
All our votes go for you because you're one of our people here in the winelands. And all of the best. Thank you for being that inspiration to younger girls and to older women. As you say, age is just a number.
It is definitely.
Never think, oh, I'm too old now to do this or to go and do this journey.
Yeah.
So thank you for that inspiration that you gave to everyone out there today, the younger and the older. Yeah. And we're going to follow you. We're going to keep watching the progress and all of the best.
Thank you very much,
all
Michelle.
Of the best
thank
for you for this journey.
And thank you to KC Radio Station for having me here today. And I appreciate it.
And today, I would just want to say to us, you're already a winner. And I think to your family and your friends also, no matter what the outcome is going to be,
thank you.
You are already a winner.
And I would say that about all the ladies that actually entered.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dis 10:42,